So, if we are to get angry when a Vaishnava is blasphemed, so how exactly does that anger work? See, any principle has to be seen in the light of the ultimate principle. The ultimate principle is always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Sarvam Vishnu Dasu, Etayero Ekim Karam, Bhartav Vizatam Vishnu, Smartav Vinjati Chitta. So, when, say, somebody is blaspheming a devotee, and at that time, it is said that we should become angry, but they also said we should remember Krishna. So we have to see what basically the whole idea is that how can I best serve in this situation. So when a Vishnu is being blasphemed, we shouldn't think nothing matters. We should think I should have a mood of service. But now how specifically to act in that mood of service? Even when I am to serve a particular devotee who is being criticized, I want to defend that devotee. But how do I do that exactly? Sometimes our intervention may make things worse. So we have to use our God-given intelligence to find out what is the best way to serve. In the two examples that Srila Prabhupada gives of Arjuna fighting the Kurukshetra war and Hanuman burning Lanka. In those two cases, the moral boundaries were very clear. This is wrong, this is right. And also, in that particular situation, it is very clear how they should be acting. But in our cases, sometimes the moral boundaries themselves may not be very clear. Is this really wrong? Is this really right? Yes, this jodi is criticizing this jodi, but maybe this jodi has done something wrong. Maybe I don't know, to resolve the issue is important. And without doing that, we may not act in a way that is helpful. And secondly, even when the moral boundaries are clear, even after that, we have to clearly understand what we need to do. Otherwise, you know, we just make an altercation bigger. So that's what happened in Dakshinagri. When Lord Shiva disrespected the assistants of Lord Shiva, they started burning the sacrifice, they started destroying, desecrating the sacrifice. And then they cursed the other party cursed them, and the whole thing became a mess. So, our reaction should be such that it is a service to Krishna. Now sometimes, when the service to Krishna calls for it, we can even use anger in Krishna's service. But we shouldn't automatically think that my anger is in Krishna's service. Or I am defending the devotee and I am very angry for that purpose. Now, defense also has to be done in an intelligent way. Sometimes when there are soldiers, they may have a lot of heroism, they may have a lot of patriotism. Soldiers also need discipline. You know, they may see some enemy attacking in a particular place, they just rush over there. But that might be a trap and they may die and their whole regiment will be destroyed. So they have to defend the country, but the defense also has to be done not impulsively. It has to be intelligent, strategically. So when we talk about defending a devotee also, how to do it has to be decided intelligently. And then we act appropriately. The principle is that there is something called, there is the possibility of using anger in Krishna's service. But we shouldn't assume that my anger is being used in Krishna's service. We have to see whether Krishna's service is assisted by my anger or it is impeded by my anger. Okay? Hare Krishna.